Okay, today is Kuf Lamed Tes. So I believe we're on like Kuf Lamed Ches, all the way by the bottom, by the Hechidomi. And so Gemara had asked the question that Gemara discussed, and the Mishnah had said that that a bird that killed, you can't, there's no chiyuv of Suyuch HaKan, because the Pasuk says, Shaleach to Shalach HaSaim, it's upon you to send the mother away, as opposed to something comes to exclude this kosher bird that killed somebody, that you're not mitzvah to send it away, but instead you're mitzvah to bring it to Beis Din, so it could be killed, like kosher niskal, it should be killed. So, Hechidami, so what's the case? What would be the case where you have this possibility of this bird, that you had the suffix as to whether or not you would be chayv and shulah kan, but it comes to Pasuk to tell you that no, you don't, because it's a bird that's chayv misa. Either gomar dine, if it's a bird that already had the gomar din, that it's paskin, that he's chayv misa, Gemara says, Bar Katolahu. Well, then, how is it, where is it going? It's going to be taken and held into the, and held in Beis Din to be killed. I mean, the Ron says it's a bird, maybe it flew away. But he says, they must have, you know, mechanics in the Beis Din that it won't let it go away. And so it's not going to go away. What nest is it going to be sitting on? Ella must be the case, to lo gamar dine. It's a bird that killed, but it didn't have a gamar din yet. When you have to do your obligation at this point in time, as you see the bird that killed, and we had the story, somebody in Florida, yes. Right, was killed by the big bird. Okay. So I didn't know that. So, but Yechiv is, when the bird killed, Yechiv is not to send it away, Yechiv is to bring it to Beis Din. So that's the case. It's a bird that killed, it didn't have the Gemar Din yet. Your obligation is not to bring the bird to Beis Din to be adjudicated, as opposed to send it away to have and have the mitzvah of Shtuach HaKan. Next, the Mishnah mentioned that the Mishnah had mentioned that it putter from Shluch HaKen by Ofos HaMukdashim, the birds that are, you know, they're sanctified, they're consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara asks, okay, what's the case? You have to find a case whereby the bird that is Hektesh, you would have thought that had it not been for the Hektesh, you would be Chaya for Shluch HaKen, but only because of the Hektesh, you're not Chaya for Shluch HaKen, right? So Hani Mukdashim, these mukdashin hechidami. What is the case? If there was a nest in the house, and I said, okay, I have these birds in my house, I'm going to be makdish the birds. In that case, and therefore now I'm putter from doing shluch hakan. So he says, why it's not because there's hektesh that you're not chayiv in shluch hakan. You never would have been chayiv shluch hakan if the nest is in your house. Because the pasuk says ki yikarei kein sipor, it has to be it happen upon you that you have find a nest prat lemazuman that comes to exclude a nest that is prepared. That's right there. If it's in your house, it's mazuman. It's prepared. That's not a chiyuv of shluch hakan. So it's not because of the hektesh that you putter from shluch hakan, because it's mazuman that you putter from shluch hakan. So ella must be case the chazak kein ba'alma. So he went out into the world and he found a kein by makam hefker. I guess, and he was makdashit, and I said, I'm makdash this bird. And where it says, mikadash, how can you makdash a bird, something from that straight from Hefker? The pasuk says, v'ish kiyakdash as beso kodesh, a man who makes holy something in his house. One of the obligations, one of the preconditions to make something hektish, meaning it has to be yours. Right? Amar Rachmana, ma beso berishuso, af kol berishuso. You can only make something hektish if it's in your rishus. This bird, this nest, was not in your rishus. It was Hefker. It was out in the wild. So that can't be the case. So Gemara says, Ella must be. What's the case? Fine. Da agbi inhu leefrochim veaktishinu vahadar adrehinu. You find the nest out in the hektesh, and then you lift up, meaning you're makne the chicks, and you're kona them, and then you make them hektesh, and therefore the hektesh is chal on because you were zocha them before you made them hektesh. And the chaz vadrino, and then you put them back into the nest, and then the mother bird comes back. So maybe that's the case where the Mishnah says, since these efrochim, since these chicks are now hektesh, there's no chiyav to do shluch hakan. You can just take them as is. The Gemara says, why? Hayafilu b'chulin namilo mechayev. This looks, that's not any chiddush when it comes to hektesh. That would be the case even by chulin, right? Because even by chulin, if I didn't make them hektesh and I was kone the birds, because once I'm kone them, they're mine, basically, and I've made them a zuman. Made them available. He says, afilu b'chul nami lo mechayev. The Tanok, we have a brisa that says, notalas habanim, you took the chicks, and when the mother wasn't there, ve'achziru l'kein, you placed them back in the nest. Ve'achakar chazra ha'im aleyen, and then the mother bird comes back, potim li shaleach. You were appointed to send them out. And Rashi says, why? That kevin is zocha b'hu, since you were zocha them, mezumin karina b'hu. It's considered mezumin. How? But it's considered mezumin, and therefore you'd be potter anyway. So this can't be the reason, that can't be the case of the Mishnah to tell me that that's by hektish, you're potter from Shluch HaKan. Elos, maybe the case is, the agbele aim. So maybe what you did is you went to get this nest out in Hefker, and you lifted up the mother bird. So you were koner the mother bird. Va'akteshei. And you were makdish the mother bird, the ahadra, and then it went back onto its it went back onto its nest. So Gemara says, wait a second, no, neikara ichayev lebishiluach mikamei daakdisha. You can't do that because it was before the moment before you lifted the mother, you were chayev in shluach hakan. Just because you made it hektish doesn't mean that now you were mifkia, you released the chiyuv. Right? Rashi says. Once you found him, just because you were matzah doesn't get rid of the mitzvah of Shluch HaKan. And the Gemara brings a raya, right? To Tanya, because we have a similar idea in a different context. We have a brisa by the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Now Kisui Hadam is not known by Kisui Hadam is only known by Chayos, not by Behemos, but it's not known by Chayos that are hektish. Now Chayos that are hektish cannot be born in Mizbeach. There's no Chayos that are born in Mizbeach. So there's a kedushas a guf. There's a kedushas a damim. So Bryce says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer, hiktish chaya. If I was makdish to chaya, or makdish to deer, I guess, the acher kach shechata, then I shechted it, potem l'chasos. I'm potem to kisui adam, because the hektish was on the chaya prior to the mitzvah of kisui adam. However, shechata, I shechted it, and I said, you know, I want to be makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, the hide, whatever, I want to be makdish it. Right, so you shechted it, and then you matched it. But the moment you shechted it, it had a chiyuv of kisui adam. The price still says chayav l'kasos. So you still have to do kisui adam, even though afterwards you were matched it. And usually hektish chayos do not have a chiyuv of kisui adam. Why? Shekvar nischayav b'kisui kodem sheyovelu hehektash l'day hektish, because it already had the chiyuv of kisui adam was incumbent upon you prior to you matched it. So the hektish can't be mafkia that chiyuv of kisui adam. So to here, the hektish cannot be mafkia the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Shluch HaKan. So what's the case of a Mishnah that says, by Mukdashin, your potter from Shluch HaKan. Bless you. So Machlokas Rav Ushmuel, Rav Amar, Rav says, B'makdish perosh shovacho umardu. So it seems to be, I think the case is, right? Rashi says, B'makdish perosh shovacho, he's makdish goslos shovacho l'mizbeach l'olos adava. I have these birds in my house, because they belong to me. They're nesting in my house, and they're under my control. I makdish them for olos. Osanaperos. And now when these chicks grow up a little bit, mardu, they rebelled. V'yotzu, and they flew out of my house. V'kanenu b'makam acher. And then they nested somewhere else. D'mi'ikara ki'akishinu d'deyhavei. Initially, when he made them hektish, they were his. So the hektish was chal. V'chal hektish layu. V'hashta d'matza'an, but he would be chayv in Shluch HaKan back then, because they were mezuman. But now when he finds them, v'hashta d'kimatza'an la mezuman hu, they're not mezuman, and the chulin having mechayev, and if they were chulin, you would be mechayev. Comes Mishnah to teach you that in this case, because you were makish them, and they're now out in the field, you're going to be putter from Shluch HaKan. So the case again is that you were makish them when they were in your house, because they belong to you, they rebelled and started and nested somewhere else, I guess you were able to recognize where they were, you tagged them or something like that, and then you went out to get them. When you go out to get them, to bring them for your karban, you do not have to do Shluch HaKan because they were hektish. That's Rav's answer. Shmuel Amar, b'maktish tarnigolato b'bedek abayis. It doesn't have to be a bird that has to go that goes on the mizbeach. It can be a chicken, right? A chicken does not go on the mizbeach, right? So, but in case, so meaning, right, Shmuel says it can even apply if you're maktish it for bedek abayis, not necessarily for the mizbeach. Right? Rashi says. There's all Rashi here. Right? Rashi says, right, Rashi points out, the Rav lo amal milse el bekotch mizbeach. Rav says specifically by, if you makdish it to go into mizbeach. And Shmuel says, even if you makdish it for bedek abayis, the case would be the same thing. I makdish these chickens when they're in my coop, and they're mine, and then they're mezuman, but then they rebel, and they go roost somewhere else. And then when I go later to go get them, at that point in time, I do not have to do shluch hakan because they were hektish. I made them hektish back when they were in my house.
The mothers, right?
It says, you matish the peros. Right. So, Gemara then says, okay, so Bishmo Shmuel Olam HaKarav. I understand why Shmuel doesn't say like Rav. Because Shmuel says, why are you limiting it to Kiddushim Mizbeach? It even applies to Kiddushim Beit HaGabayis. Right, so Bishlama Shmuel Omer Karav Dekamokim Levi Kachi Beit HaGabayis El Rav My Time El Omer Shmuel. Basically, why Rav are you limiting this only to instance of when you makdish the birds for Mizbeach? Why not for Beit HaGabayis? Rashi says Dekamokim Levi Afilu Kachi Beit HaGabayis. I don't know if you see it's like halfway in the short lines. Shmuel says, right, Vashmiuni Rabusa, he teaches us a chiddush. The Alpha God, the Kedushas Dam Ba'almahu, even though just Stam Kedushas Damim, still Potter Mishalech, still new Potter. Kida Amran, Taimosh Atam Mitzvah Lahavili the Gizbar, because you have the mitzvah to bring it to the Gizbar, you still have to bring it to the treasurer. So Amalach Rav, so Rav says, no, I say specifically Kedushay Mizbeach. Why? Dafka Kapachi Mish, Amalei Rav, Dafka Kapachi Mishuluach, Kigon Peiro Shovcho, the chicks in his nest, the Kachim Mizbeach, they know, because they chal on them a Kedusha to be marked with them on the Mizbeach. The cave on the Kachi Kedusha Zaguf, because once they get this high level status of Kedusha that they're supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, lo pak Kedusha Sayu Minayu. So when they rebel and they run out, the Kedusha does not leave them. The Kedusha is not pokeya. Ava b'matish tarne goloto lebedek abayis. But in your case, where it's only Kedusha's bedek abayis, the lav Kachi Mizbeach, it's not such a harsh chumra hektesh on them, because they're not going to Mizbeach. The Kedusha's done by Amahu, which is Stam, Kedusha's Damim. I'm just saying that facetiously. I mean, Stam, Kedusha's Damim. It still has. But he holds that the Kedusha's Damim by Amahu, Kevin de Marda, once the chicken rebels and runs away, Paka Kedusha Sayu. The Kedusha is now lifted. The Kedusha goes away. V'chayev es b'shiluach. And therefore, if you would find those chickens out in the wild, you would be chayev in shiluach hakan. Because, I have to figure out the lumbus for that. Rashi says, the Paka Kedusha Sayu, I don't know. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, what are you talking about? He says, Kol Hecha de Isa Bebe Gaza de Rachmana Isa. Well, you say, maybe you're saying because the Chiyav is only to bring it to the Gizbar, and since it's not in your house, you don't have to bring it to the Gizbar. Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Wherever the bird is, it's still within the purview of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Lashem Aretz Umloa. Right? It's the whole house belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You were Makdashit. It's now within the world, which belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you can't find it, okay, you can't find it. If you do find it, you got to bring it. You got to bring it. So you found it. It still has Hektish, so you put it from Shiluach HaKan. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan says, right, Tosfos points out, according to the Svara, if you have chickens that belong to somebody, and they rebel, and they run out, and they start roosting outside somewhere else, then they're completely hefker, and somebody else can grant them, because it's paka kedusha sayu, that means that the ownership is gone, right? Tav Tosfo says, Sharbina mehacha, da'avazim v'tarnagolim, shel chulin, shemardu b'baleim, and they rebelled, v'hachu lehen, and they ran away, have a hefker, to become hefker, v'amachzik behen, and whoever grabs them, zacha, the hacha hainu taima came in the mardu habi hefker v'chayav mishluach. So because the same thing, it's the same logic over here. Once they rebelled here, they become hefker, and that's why you would be chayav. You would be chayav mishluach according to Rav. You would be chayav mishluach according to Rav. That's a good question. So that maybe you don't have yeish. I don't know. It's a good question. If v'chein amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says similar to Shmuel that it's talking about a case of even bet hakabayis, right? Because he says, so Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Yish Lakish argues, so it's going to be the line of Rav Yish Lakish now, at least the line of Rav Yish Lakish was Rav and Rav Yochanan was Shmuel. So Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the cave on Shemarda, once the chicken rebels, it becomes hefker. And Pakele Kedusha saw. And so the Kedusha should leave. So, and you still would be chayav to the Shluch HaKan if you found it. So Amalei, so Rav Yochanan says back to Rav Yish Lakish, same thing that Shmuel said back to Rav, Bivei Gaza the Rachmana Isa. It's still in the resource of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv Hashem Aretz Umloa. And therefore, it belongs. It's still within the purview of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing leaves it. You find it. It's still Kodesh, and therefore, it would be potter from Shluch HaKan. The Rami, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Shimon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Reish Lakish. We're going to ask the parents Tira, both on Rabbi Yochanan and on Reish Lakish. The Itmar, as we have this, was stated in the base measures. A person says, Mana Zeh Lebedek Abayis. This $100, specifically this $100 belongs to Bedek Abayis. V'nignivu, and so it was stolen, oshenevdu, and it was lost. Am I responsible to replace the $100? I said specifically this $100 bill. Am I responsible to replace it? So Rav Yochanan Amar, chayev achriyuson, achi yavol de gizbar. You're chayev to replace it until it comes to the gizbar. Reish Lakish Amar, well, no. Kol hecha de isei bebe gaza de rachmana isei. Wherever the dollar or the $100 is, it's in the world of Hashem. It belongs to Hashem. Hashem aratzum loo. Dichsiv Hashem aratzum loo. So kashter Reish Lakish Rokish, kashter Rav Yochanan Rokhan. It's complete opposite svaras. Before, when it came to the chicken, it's Rav Yochanan who said Hashem aratzum loo, and Reish Lakish says pachak dushasayu. Here, by the $100 bill, it's Reish Lakish who says that it's Hashem aratzum loo, and Rav Yochanan who says that pachak dushasayu. So what's going on? So Gemara says, "Dereish Lakish, Dereish Lakish, Lo Kasha." When it comes to Reish Lakish, there's no Kasha. Hami kamei the shamim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi, but the bus of the shamim may Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. The cases, different time periods. One case is one statement was before he heard his Rebbe, and one statement was after he heard his Rebbe. So I guess I'm not sure which one's which, but before he heard this rule from his Rebbe. So the case of the chickens is probably before he heard the rule from the Rebbe. Before he heard from Rav Yochanan this concept of Lashem Aratzim Loa, he felt that the Pakka Kedusha Sayu. Later on, his Rebbe told him Lashem Aratzim Loa, so that's why he said, by the case of the money, it's Lashem Aratzim Loa, and therefore it's not Pakka Kedusha Sayu. However, El Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan, with a steer Rav Yochanan, why in the case of the chickens does he say Lashem Aratzim Loa, and by the case of the monies of the Bedek Abayis, he says Yechai, So Lashem Aratzim Loa means it's still existing. Sorry, let me start again. Rav Yochanan, why in one case does he say that it's not chayiv in shlu? It's what does he say again? Mm-hmm. Rav Yochanan says if your makish latarnagel of bedek habayis and it rebels,
always remains property of
hektesh. Always remains a property of hektesh. So therefore, you wouldn't have to replace it in this instance, in the case of the mana, because it still belongs to hektesh. He doesn't say, but nor here he says yichayev achriyoson. I mean, you have to then replace it. Why do you have to replace it if the money is still within the world of Hashem? So Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Rochi Naim Lukasha Hada Amar Alai Hada Maharizo. Depends on how you formulate your obligation to give the money to Hektesh. If you say Hare Alai, then you make it a personal obligation. It becomes a neder. So then you are. Sorry. Right. He was Mechayv as Gufo, so therefore he's putter from giving it until he gives to the Gizbar. But ha, when Rav Yochanan says, so that's where he says Hare Alai. If he says Hare Alai, so Rav Yochanan says, Yuchayev Achriyusan. So that's the case of the mana. He says where he says Hare Alai. But in the case of the chicken, where he says Hare Zo, so it's only this one specifically, and therefore, even after it... this one specifically. So therefore, even when it runs away, even when it ran away, it still maintains its kedusha. So it's right. So if you say Hare Alai, the case of where Rav Yochanan says Yechayev Achriyoson, which means that the kedusha is not staying with what was lost, it means the kedusha is still upon you. So in the case of the $100, that's a case where it says Hare Alai, the money got lost. So therefore, it's a chiyuv upon me to replace it. The case of the chicken is where he says Hare Zo. So it's Hare Zo, so the Kedusha remains only specifically on that chicken, and therefore that chicken is not going to be parted from Shluch HaKan, but I don't have to replace it with anything else. The Gemara then says, Michlal, the Rabbi Yoshim Reish Lakish, the Afagav, the Amr Alai, Lo Mechayev. There's a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, in our case, where Rabbi Yochanan says that the money, that you're not obligated to replace the money. Yeah, sorry, Rav Yochanan says you are obligated to replace the money. And Reish Lakish says, no, the money is kodesh wherever it is. And we just established that case as being a case of Hare Alai. So why is Reish Lakish says you're not chayav to replace it? Why? How is he arguing with that? Right, the Hatznan, it's a Mishnah. Vatznan, it's the Mishnah, it's the first Mishnah of Maseches Kinim. You know, it comes to the Shloshim, and says, oh, three prakim, let me take that one. Big mistake. Right, the Hatznan, right? Ezehu neder ve'ezehi nedava. What's considered a neder and what's considered a nedava? Neder is ha'omer harei alai ola. We say it's coming upon me to bring an ola. Nedava is when you say harei zo ola. We say this specifically is the ola. And ma ben neder nedava. And what's the difference between neder and nedava? Neder, if it's neder, when you say harei alai, mesa o nignavo of the chayim. You have to replace it. chayv yachruusan. The davar, you say harei zo, that this one specifically meso nigna, but that shavda ain't a chayv yachruusan. You don't have responsibility to replace it. So you see here that it's a clear mishnah that says there's a distinction between harei alai and harei zo. How does Rabbi Yesh Lakish argue on Rabbi Yochanan? So Amalak Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says no, there's a difference. That mishnah is talking about kedusha mizbeach. When it comes to kedusha mizbeach, then you're right. Then there's a difference between harei alai and harei zo. Amalak Reish Lakish, hani mili kachim mizbeach. Why? Because mechusar hakrava, the mechusar hakrava. Because so long as you didn't bring this carbon into the Azara, you're missing the idea that it has to be hukrav. It has to be hukrav onto the mizbeach, and therefore, if it died or was stolen or was lost before you brought it to the Azara, you weren't mikayim your neder of harei alai. That's why you would have to replace it. I agree, harei alai by kachim mizbeach. About kachim bedek abayis, when it comes to things that are consecrated for the sanctity and just for the monetary value, well, lav mechusar hakrava. It's not mechusar going on the mizbeach. Wherever it is, it's going to be hektesh. Right, so therefore, afal gav da amar alai, even though I say harei alai, lo mechayev. I'm not going to be mechayev, because it's hektesh wherever it is. I don't know, it may not be mechusar hakrava, but it's still mechusar being brought to the gizbar. It's still mechusar something. So I'm not sure I'm not 100% clear of that distinction. But the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara says, Hatanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Erechin, right, we'll get to it soon. Ha'omer shor ze ola. I say this ox is an ola. Well, an ox can't be an ola because an ox isn't brought, right? I don't think so. Right? Hare shor ze ola. This ox is a korban ola. Or he says, bay ze korban. This house is a korban. A house cannot be brought as a korban. So we say, bay ze korban, that means bedek abayis. So I say, homer shor zu ola, ze ola. So I'm specifically pointing to this shore to be a kutche mizbeach. Or I say, this house should be kutche bedek abayis. Mesa shor, if the shore dies, or nafal habayis, or the house caves in, enu chayev b'churasam. I'm not chayev, because I said specifically this. Now they're gone, I don't have to bring it. But if I say shor, shor ze alai ola, this shor is incumbent upon me, or by ze alai korban. I mean, I added the word ze, which seems to be more of the idea. Right, shor ze alai. If I say shor ze alai, it means I'm making it personal. So it's as if it's making it into a net there. Then meis hashor v'naf l'bayis is chayav l'shalem. Then if the shore dies, the house crumbles, I'm still responsible for it. So you see here that even when it comes to kedusha bedek abayis, if you say harei zeh, you're still chayev, as opposed to what Reish Lakish says, who says there's a distinction between bedek abayis and kedusha hamizbeach. Right? So the Gemara says, no, hani mili, these words, where Reish Lakish is going to say, where you say harei alai, there is still a chayev achrayis by kedusha bedek abayis, it's hecha de meis hashor v'nafal abayis, then you chayev l'shalem, the lesnihu, because they don't exist. They're completely gone. So then you're obligated to replace it. But where does Reish Lakish make the distinction between bedek habayis and mizbeach? It's only going to be a case where the bedek habayis thing still exists, just not in your control. Because, he says, aval hecha de isnihu, wherever, but if it exists, let's say I was makdish this ring, and then the ring fell down the drain, but the ring still exists, it's still extant. So therefore, kol hecha de isa, wherever it is, bebe gazda rachmana isa, it's within the purview, it's in the house, in the control of Hashem, dechziv Hashem aratzim aloha, because the whole world belongs to Hashem, and therefore I don't have to replace it, because I didn't make it a neder, I made it a nadava only on this item. So you go back, so there's a distinction now, when it comes to harei zo, or harei alai. So harei zo means specifically this. Harei alai means I have a personal obligation. Rav Yochanan says that the distinction, the harei zo, harei alai, that distinction exists both between bedek habayis and mizbeach. Reish Lakish says no. By kedushas hamizbeach, then there is always the distinction. By kedushas bedek habayis, you do have this distinction only if the item is extant. But if the item disappears completely, then I would say that I don't have this distinction if the item is extant, but I do have the distinction if the item is gone. That's when I would have to replace it if I said, harei alai. Okay. Now that the Gemara had mentioned this idea of having responsibility, chiyuv achrayis, when you're makdish something, the Gemara is going to add and bring another memra about achrayis for other types of hektesh. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Right, so Amar Rav Hamnuna hakol modim. I mean, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree, but Arachin, when it comes to Arachin again, it's like this I say the erech of so-and-so is upon me. There's like this chart, and each person has an assigned value. For the erech of a 30-day-old, erech of a 19-year-old, I say that erech of that person, you go to the chart, see how much the Torah tells us that person's erech value is, and that's what you have to give. You say, hare alai, erech and value. So if you say, hare alai, lo mechayev, alpha kav amar alai, lo mechayev. Even if you say a lie, which when we said a lie, in our case, harei lai makes it a personal obligation, therefore you will be chayav with a chrayas. When it comes to harei lai erechin, and the person, I guess, dies, or the lo mechayev, why? Yeah, I guess if the person dies, then you wouldn't have a chrayas. What's that case? Be'erichin. Ha'omer erki alai. Oh, be'hifrish erko, Rashi says. Okay, good. That makes more sense. So you said, harei alai, this 30-day-old, who's chayav, I don't know, the pasukim, therefore you have to give $5. That's wrong, but you have to take $5. And then they lose the $5. Do I have to replace those $5? They both agree, no, even though I said harei alai. My timer. Why is that the case? He says, delo mitmar le below alai. It's impossible to, the harei alai, in the case of regular hektish, you could say alai or zo. So by saying alai, you're meaning something specific. By erichin, there's no way to make the erichin unless you say alai. How else are you going to express the language of making something erichin? Because heki lema, what would you say? Lema erki, if you say erki, right? If you say erke, you don't say alai, you say aman. I say erki, my value. My value, who's obligated in giving my value? Who's the obligation incumbent upon? You didn't say anything. They say, okay, the value of so-and-so. Well, aman. Who has the obligation? You have to say a lie in order for it to have an obligation. So a lie here is not in contradistinction to zo. It's the only way for it to work. So that's why you wouldn't have a chiyav achrayas. So maskif la Rava, Rava says, what are you talking about? There are other ways you could say it. Lema, let him say, hareini be'erki, right, which is, I am obligated to give my value, or harini be'erek ploni, or I am obligated to give the erech of my ploni. Why do I have to say a lie? You can figure out ways we have to say a lie. Va'od, so don't tell me that. Va'od, Tanya Rav Nosson, Tanya, we have a braisa that says, Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, okay, so this pasuk, before we get to this pasuk is talking about a person who is, I buy a field, the field's supposed to go back to the other person in Yovel. I buy the field, but I'm makdish it. Problem is, it's not really mine to be makdish it. But Hektish can't lose out, because the house always wins. So what they do, would you want to redeem it, but you want to redeem it before Hektish, to redeem it before Hektish, you have to pay, probably you depreciate the value, you have to pay how much the field is worth for the amount of years left until it goes back into Yovel. Right? That's how you redeem it. The Torah says, V'chishev lo ha-kohen es michzas ha-erkecha atchnas ha-yovel v'nasan es ha-erkecha v'yomahu kodesh la-Hashem. So what's it coming to teach us? Rat Talmud Lomar. What's it come to say? It says, "V'nasan ha'erkecha b'yomahu kodesh l'Hashem." You pay the value. It could have simply said, right? It could have simply said, "We're not talking about erechin." So why is it saying erkecha? I mean, I think Pesach says because that's talking about value. But Gemara says it's not talking about erechin. It could have simply just said, "V'nasan osu b'yomahu." You give the amount that was established on that day. Why v'nasan erkecha? The Gemara thinks that erkecha is extraneous. So the Gemara says, "Lefisha matzinu behekdeshos u'maisros she mischalin al morosh v'chulin." We see that when it comes to Hektesh and Maestro Sheni, that you can be mischal them. You can redeem them onto Hulun money. And also those most nignevu osha abdu in chai b'achar yoson. So if I am poda Hektesh onto money. So the money has the value. I'm poda Maestro Sheni onto the money. So the money has the Hektesh value. If they're lost, I'm not chayiv to replace them. That's what he says. I'm not chayiv to replace them. So yochol af zekein. So you would think that's the rule applies also by erechin. Talmud lomar ben nostan as erkecha. No, you have to give the value that you made erechin. So therefore, you see, right? Chulin ad sheyavol de gizbar. They are chulin until they come to the gizbar. You must replace your erechin. Somehow they're learning out from this pasuk because it says erkecha by stei achuza. Then it says you have to give the erkecha, which means that no matter what, you are obligated to give the erkecha. So your whole rule that you said, if the erkin is lost, you don't have to replace, is patently false. Because it's a pasuk that says that you do have to replace the value. So why are you telling me that both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that by erkin, even if you say harei alai, that I'm not chayav to replace him? First you said, the reason why I don't have to replace him is because there's no other way to say it. First of all, I found another way to say it, where it's not a lie. Second of all, your whole rule is wrong to begin with, because you do have to replace them. So what was Rav Hamnuna's statement? So, Ella I itmar hachi itmar. If what Rav Hamnuna said it did, this is what Rav Hamnuna said. Am Rav Hamnuna, hakol modin be'erichin. Everyone agrees when it comes to erichin. The afal gav de lo amr alai. Even though we didn't say a lie, meaning it doesn't make the statement of making, which would have made it a personal obligation by Hektesh, by Erechin, you don't have, even if you don't make that statement, Michayev, you still have to replace it. So I don't say Harei a lie by Erechin. I say the language that Rava said. I said Hareini be Erki. I said Hareini be Erechloni. So I didn't use the word a lie. Nevertheless, if the money that I set aside is lost, I still have to replace it. Why? The Iksiv in Nasanes Erechicha, that you have to give the Erech. Chulin heim biyotcha achi yavode gizbar. They are considered chulin until I give them to the gizbar. I mean, they're not consecrated with any hektesh kedusha value until I transfer it over to the gizbar. So if I lost it, I lost my money. I didn't lose the hektesh's money. So I have to replace it, and I'm obligated to give it, despite the fact that I don't say a lie. In a regular case of hektesh, if I didn't say a lie, then it's only an adava, and if it's lost, I'm not chayiv for achrayis. But by erchin, even if I didn't say a lie, because of the pasuk, I would have to replace it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Ki yikarei kan sipur lifanecha." If it happens to be that a kan sipur appears before you, ma talmud loma. What does ki yikarei mean? Lefisha ne'amar shaleh tishlachas ha'em v'sabonim tikach loch. Since the pasuk says afterwards, surely you should send away the mother and then take the chicks for yourself. You might think that you should make announcements all over the neighborhood to come to someone's backyard and send away the shluach hakan just to do it. Talmud lomer, no, ki yakarei. If it happens to be that you're walking and you need them, then you take them. Talmud lomer, ki yakarei, b'mi ora lefanecha. If it happens to be in front of you and that you need it, then you can take it. So machlokas is how you're supposed to go about this mitzvah. This brisa seems to indicate that the only chiyuv of shluach hakan is if you're walking and it happens to be that you see it and it happens to be that you need the gozel. So the way to take it is to send the mother bird away.
You have to go searching.
That's according to this. Yeah, you don't have to go searching for it. So that's why it says ki yakarei. Then it says, this is a long brisa, and then we'll get to an amamar to explain the brisa. Then the pasuk says, at the end of the pasuk continues, kain, right? It says kain, mikol makom. It says any type of kain. It doesn't say, like they're learning out here, a kain means even if there's only one egg. That's what it seems to be, kain, even one egg or one chick. And then it says, tzipor. What is tzipor? Tzipor means dafka tohor velo tmeya. The Gemara defines that, so when the Torah uses the word sipur, it means a kosher bird, not a non-kosher bird. Lifanecha, the pasuk says lifanecha, it says birushus hayachid, that the chiva shlucha kain is even birushus hayachid. I guess not your own, because your own is mezumenes, but even if it belongs to someone's personal property, or maybe even your own personal property, but it's not mezuman. But derech, when it says bederech, that's birushus harabim, that's even birushus harabim. But it says beilanos, how do you know that in the trees? I don't know what that means in the trees. Where else would it be? I guess you only think that it would be on the ground, I guess. Tamalomar becholets, in all trees. Then it says, bevorosichnam oros, even on the gvorosichnam oros, minayin, tamalomar, all arets, all on the ground. So on the tree, it says, becholets, all arets. So Gemara says, v'chimi achar she sofanu l'rabos kol davar l'fanecha b'derech lamali. If I just included every possible way of where you can find him, in the trees, in the boros, in the sikhan oros, then why do I need lefanecha, which lefanecha taught me even Rosh Yachin? I just explained it wherever it is. So the Bryce doesn't answer that. So then the Gemara says, Lomer lecha, maybe sort of doesn't answer. He says, Lomer lecha, it comes to teach you, Ma derech she'ein kinu biyodcha, just like on the derech, when the cane is not in your hands, meaning it's not, you don't have it, so to anything that it's not in your hands, meaning it's not mezuman, it's not easy for you to have. It has to be something that's out in the fields. Mikan Amru, the Bryce continues, from here we learn, Yone Shovach v'yone Aliyah, the doves that are in the Shovach, the doves that are in the attic, that they are hefker, I guess, and they flop around. Shekinenu b'tefichim, and they somehow nested in the walls. What's it, tefichim? It says in the jars. Oh, you put the jars in the wall, and then the birds nested in those jars. Or they used to hide the things in the store things in the walls. Maybe that's the case. Uba biros, and they went into the big towers, and also the avazim v'tarnagolim, right, the ducks and the chickens, the geese and the chicken, shekinenu b'pardes, that they nested out in the orchards, chayev b'shiluach, you chayev b'shiluach, because they're not considered yours, and they're not mizumanim, because they're flying around outside. Aval, but, kinenu b'sochabayis, if they nested in the house, the chenyone hardisios, the Herodian doves, that I guess people would domesticate them somehow, potter mishiluach, those are potter from Shluch HaKan, because those are considered mizuman. So that's the Brisa. So Amamar, quoting the Brisa says, ma derech she'en kinu b'yodcha, av kol she'en kinu b'yodcha. Derech means that we just learned it has to be something that where you chayev, it's not konu b'yodcha, it's not in your possession, if it's not mizuman. So halamili, why do I need this? It should be learned that out from kiyakarei. Kiyakarei means if I happen to be walking and I find one, if it's in my house and it's mizuman, I'm not going to happen to find it. It's in my house. So he says, mikiyakarei nafka, kiyakarei prat lemizuman. Right? Kiyakarei is should say excluding things that are available. Va'or lufanecha lamali. The same question we had before. Why does it say lufanecha if I already have it from Oaretz? So Gemara says, Ela lufanecha karms latuye, shahayu lufanecha umardu. Lufanecha means that they were once yours and they ran away. Then even though they were once yours, they're not no longer considered yours and they're not considered mezuman and yuchai b'shluch hakan. But derech, when it says but derech, that's kid Rav Yehuda Marav, like Rav Yehuda Marav says, Rav Yehuda Marav, matza kain bayam, if you found a nest floating in the river, I guess, or the tree was flooded around and it's everything surrounded by water, you're still chayiv. Shenemar, the pasuk said, Kol amar Hashem anosim bayam derech. Yam is still considered derech. So derech includes things that are surrounded by water. Elameyat, if that's the case, matzakein b'shemayim. Let's say I found the bird in the heavens. I mean, I found the nest. I don't know, there's a big bird flying around with a smaller nest on it. So it's flying around in the sky. Would I still be chayiv to be shluch hakan? Is that still considered derech? Yeah, because exiv, derech nesher b'shemayim. The derech of the eagle, let's translate nesher as the eagle, which may be wrong. Well, derech nesher is in the heaven. Hachinami de mechayiv b'shluch hakan. So therefore, you should also be chayiv b'shluch hakan if you found that, I guess, I don't know, you're flying next to it, or you're up in a tree where it's flying at. So the Gemara says, no, derech nesher ikri, that's not called derech. That's called derech nesher. Derech stam alo ikri, it's not called stam derech. Only something that's in the derech, you chayiv. Derech nesher, you're not chayiv. So if you find a tree, there's a tree surrounded by water, or you found it floating in the river, that's considered derech. Okay. Amalav rapupunai l'rav masna. Rapupunai says to Rav Masna, Matzah kain birosho shel adam mahu. Guy's walking around and has a nest on the top of his head. Is the chayiv shluch hakan of that as well? So mahu, so what's the din? Is that considered ala aretz? So Amar, Rav Nafsa says back to him, yeah, there's a pasuk, it's talking about the time during the revolt of Avshalom by David the Melech. It says, the full pasuk is in Shmuel Beis Perek Tezvav, it says, Vayhi David ba ad rosh, asher yishtach v'sham lelokim, v'nei likraso chushi arki comes out to greet him, Karu kutnaso, his garments are rent, va'adama orosho, and there's earth on his head. So you see that, yeah, that it's considered ground even on someone's head. So therefore, aretz is even on someone's head. If the cane is on someone's head, you'd still be chayiv in shluch hakan. It's Russia, don't ask me any questions. That answers questions. It's not mezuman, I guess, because the guy can walk wherever, he can walk away, wherever he wants. He's not mezuman, it's not in your control. So now that we brought a statement of Rav Papunai, they're going to bring a few more statements of Rav Papunai, which are all pretty famous, because some of them are famous because there are a lot of Purim Torah about them. First he says, Moshe min haTorah minayin. Where is Moshe mentioned in the Torah? I don't know. Moshe is mentioned in the Torah thousands of times. I think what it means is, where is Moshe hinted to before he even comes upon the scene? Okay? So Moshe min haTorah minayin, it says by Dora Mabel in Bereshis Perek Vav, it says, Vayomer Hashem lo yadun ruchi ba'adam la'olam, Bashagam hu basar, and Bashagam Rashi points out Bashagam is gematria Moshe, right? And it says Bashagam hu basar by Yehu Yamav Meiv Esh Mishonetz. That's where Hashem says that person's life is only going to be limited to 120 years. So Bashagam is Moshe, who also only lived 120 years. So that's Moshe's hinted to. Haman min haTorah minayin. Where is Haman hinted to in the Torah? And the pasuk says Hamin haEitz Asher Shivisicha Livelti Achom Min Ochalta. So Haman Hamin haEitz. And Haman was hung on the eights. Haman eights. That's Haman eights. Esther min haTorah minayin? Where is Esther alluded to in the Torah? Says pasuk says Vanochi haster astir panai b'yomu al arash erasaki panai Hashem elokim panai elokim achirim. I'm going to hide my face because you went to other gods. There's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide his face from Am Yisrael. That was had happened at the time of Gezeiras Haman. Mordechai min haTorah minayin? Where do I know that Mordechai? Where is Mordechai alluded to in the Torah? Dichsir, the pasuk says. Mar Dror, right? Mar Dror, Vatach Kachachab Samim Rosh Mar Dror. Umitargminon, and the Targum of Mar Dror is Mira Dachya. Mira Dachya means the most, the best of all the Basavim. So to Mordechai, and Mar Dror is similar to Mordechai, he was the best of all the Anshik Nesel Gdola, he was the leader. Okay. The Mishnah then said, the Ezu She'eno Mizuman, what is not considered Mizuman? It listed the Avazim and Tarnagolim that made nets nest in the field. But if they nested in the house, and also the Yone Hardisos, those are considered, those are Patsh for Sulcha Khan. So the Gemara says, what are the Yone Hardisos? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Chatani Hardisos. One says Hardisos, Hadrisos, or Hardisos. The race before the Dalid, or the Dalid before the race. Madatani Hardisos, with the race before the Dalid, it's Al Shem Hordus. It was something that King, the Herod the King did with these birds. They're named after Hordus. Omantani Hadrisios, with the Dal before the race, Ashim Makoman. That's where they came from. So Amr of Kahana, fascinating story. Rav Kahana says, Lidi Chazinan, I saw these doves that they were the offspring of the birds of the Yone of Hordos. I saw them. The Kaimon Shitsar Dari, they were standing in 16 rows. Bipiti Malaya, Mila. And I guess each row was a mil wide. Vabi Kari Kiri Kiri. And the birds were calling out, Master, Master. Like Hordas really, really, was strict about them. He taught them a thing or two. Kari Kiri Kiri. Habichaminaya, there was one bird, the lo habi Kari Kiri Kiri. There was one bird that didn't say Kiri Kiri, my Master, my Master. So Amrala Chavarta, the friend said, Suma, Amri Kiri Kiri. You should say Kiri Kiri, the bird says to the other bird. Says the bird who's not saying Kiri Kiri, Amra Suma, Amra Kiri. You say I should say Kiri Biri. I should call him my master. I should call him my master the slave, because Hordas was actually the son, the children of Idumean slaves. So the point of the story is, I don't think the story actually happened. It's just a way to indicate that they believe that Hordas was a slave. So the Gemara, so Asu v'shachtua, so the servants heard this bird calling Herod a slave, and they shechted the bird, they killed the bird. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amali Rav Chanina Milim. These are just words. This didn't happen. These are just words. So Gemara says, Milim Tzachan. I said, how can it be words? Ela Ema Bin Milim. Maybe it did happen. It happened in the Kishuv. Okay, fine. Leave it as is. Of Tame Pater Mishalech. So a non-kosher bird, I'm sure the article has a nice long note about this. A non-kosher bird, you are exempt. Nope. You don't have to send it away, not kosher words. We know how to mili. So how do I know that? Amr Yisak to Amakra, because the pasuk says ki yikarei kain tzipor lepanecha. You can have a nest of a bird, of a tzipor. Oaf. So he says oaf mashmalon ben tar betamei. If you use the word oaf, that's mashmal tar and tamei. But tzipor tar ashkechan dekri and tzipor tamei loashkan dekri tzipor. Tzipor is by definition a word used for kosher birds. Gemara says that really true. Tashma, I'll ask you a question. The pasuk says by making the isra of making a pesel. It says, "Pentashkritun vasisam lechem pesel tumnas kol semel tavnis kol tzipor knaf." You're not allowed to make an image of any bird. So my lab. So what does that mean? It says tzipor knaf. So my lab tzipor means ben tahor ben tameh. Tzipor means both a kosher, not to make an image of a kosher or non kosher bird. And when it says knaf, that means and even something has wings, which means an image of locusts of chagavim. Rambam says, no, tzipor means a kosher bird, tzipor tahor, kanaf tamim v'chagavim. Kanaf means non-kosher birds and locusts. So Tashma up another pasuk, the pasuk says, hachaya, where is the pasuk in Tehillim, hachaya v'chol behemah remes of tzipor kadaf yahalu Hashem Hashem. Alright, so therefore, he's definitely talking about the non-kosher birds are also going to be mahal Hashem. So my love, tzipor is bein tahor, bein tamim, and kanaf v'chagavim. No, lo, tzipor tahor, v'kanaf tamim v'chagavim, v'kanaf tamim v'chagavim. So tzipor still means kosher. The kanaf is what includes the non-kosher birds. And watch this, another pasuk that says, kol tzipor, kol kanaf, my love, kidim akshinon. Isn't that like what we asked? Lo, kidim ashaninon. I guess you just go through every pasuk and give the same answer. So let's run through it quickly. So it says, Tashma, of another pasuk in Yecheskel. This is when he's talking about the milchama of Gog and Magog. It says, Vatah ben Adam, kamo kamara, shem elokim, and more let tzipor kol kanaf. Tzipor kanaf. My love, that the tzipor means kosher or non-kosher, and kanaf means chagavim. My love, kidim akshinon. Lo, kid is shining on. Lo, it's going to be like we answered. Menachem, you pick up the last one over here. We'll stop here. It's trying to figure out, trying to prove that Sipur only means kosher birds. Okay, everybody have a great day.